From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is San Francisco poet Thea Matthews. Hey, Thea.
Hi.
Thea's debut poetry collection, which is awesome, is Unearth the Flowers. And right now we're going to hear her art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home. First up is the FX series that's been getting a lot of spotlight, and that's Pose. It's about the Black and Latinx LGBTQ community who compete in New York City's ballroom culture back in the 80s. There's dancing and modeling and a lot of drama. The first two seasons are now streaming on Netflix. Thea, what do you like about this show? Because there's a lot to like about it.
Oh my gosh, I love this show. Pose, Pose, Pose. It's such an inspiring, at times, tearjerker series because it goes straight to the heart. And there's just so much resiliency, but it's intense, you know? Like, it covers the epidemic of AIDS and how that hit hard. Really, even though this series takes place, what, 30 years ago? It's like, it can be, you know, it's so pertinent to today, and you can just apply what is said. Because there's so much fervor to keep the culture alive in the face of what is trying to systemically kill us daily. And so it really takes it to the next level, and the fact that it is all POC Black focused, and then POC Afro-Latinx, like, yeah, just artists, like, in the forefront. It's just quite beautiful, and like I said, it's really inspiring, and it teaches me, too, more of self-love, self-care.
That's the series Pose, and you can watch it on Netflix or FX.
Naturally, your entrance is grand. Red carpet rolls out on the side they stand. Worshipping you like a goddess, like a goddess. Somehow, you remain
mine. Your next pick is the book A Pretty Little Wilderness by Cassandra Dallet. Cassandra is a poet based in East Oakland, but originally from San Francisco. And this book is about being frustrated with the state of the country when it comes to race and class, but finding refuge in the wilderness. And I've read her work before. I know Cassandra. Collapse is another book of hers that I really, really love. Why this pick, and what do you love about Cassandra's work?
Oh, gosh. She, like, as a San Francisco poet, you know, I saw her years ago reading in the Bay, and she was the one that really inspired me to be vocal, to express publicly memory, abuse, violence. You know, she's also a survivor. And it was really inspiring and empowering to read her work because she is a fierce, cold poet, a strong woman who has lines, who has bars, as Tongo would say. And she's badass. She's absolutely badass. And so definitely, like, she's just, like, dropped a book. Read it. Read it.
I agree. Yes, that's the book A Pretty Little Wilderness by Cassandra Dallet. Get it at your bookstores or on Amazon. And your final pick is The Tradition by poet and educator Jericho Brown. This collection of poetry won him the Pulitzer. The Bay Area Book Festival recently hosted a virtual discussion with him and poet Nikki Finney. What is it about his work that people relate to and that people learn from?
Jericho Brown is honestly one of the most profound poets alive today. Almost like a modern day Langston Hughes, but at the same time, he is Jericho Brown, right? Like, he is this Black, gay, poet, educator, and he goes in with familial dynamics, and he goes in with the political state of the world, and he goes in with experiences and memories of violence that he has endured as a kid, and he brings it all together. And he's highly innovative in the sense that he has brought together the blues, the guzzle, and the sonnet, and has created a new form in real time, in our lifetimes, the duplex poem. And that, to me, like, don't tell me nothing. Like, don't tell me we use up all our resources, everything's already been done, we can't create anything new. Jericho came out the gates of, like, look, y'all, the duplex.
That's The Tradition by poet and educator Jericho Brown. Also check out his discussion on the Bay Area Book Festival's YouTube channel. I've been speaking with poet Thea Matthews. Her debut collection is Unearth the Flowers. Get it from your local bookstore or online. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure you subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Julia Linus Goodman and produced by me. I'm Janae Darton.